Jour 1, document numéro 2, The Body Shop.
I have with me Anita Roddick, who founded The Body Shop in 1976, nearly 30 years ago. Ms. Roddick, you travelled a lot before you started up The Body Shop. How do you think these experiences affected the way you started your business?
Travelling is like university without walls. You learn so much about cultural differences, and you become educated about the nature of commerce. You learn about buying and selling.
What made you decide to start up The Body Shop? Did you see a niche in the market?
We didn't have that language about niches and marketing when I started. It was never meant to be serious. It was just to pay bills and debts. The reason I chose cosmetics is because of my travels.
So how did you expand The Body Shop?
Quite simple. Franchising. I had a group of female friends and they started opening little units, all called The Body Shop. I just supplied them with products. We only had 19 different products at the start.
Do you feel that business and ecological issues are incompatible?
No, I think business reporters only know a language of profit and loss. I think one of the great myths is that business cannot be ethical. It's a lie.
When The Body Shop tried to expand in America, what do you think went wrong?
I did a lot of things wrong. I started out okay. We did the right thing by opening up a store in one small area to test the market. But then we realised that to do well, we needed to go into the malls, and we didn't understand the language of malls. Besides, I think America was indifferent to our values.
What can businesses take from your experience?
Well, basically, people can see that if I did it, with no business background, immigrant Italian, with just a passion for what I was doing, then anyone can. As long as you have support from your family and can persuade by passion, you can do it.
Well, Ms. Roddick, thank you so much for answering my questions.